Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Gardening on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Tier Lawn Country Life. Gardens are our second nature, with 15 garden centres nationwide.
Now, we're joined by Jermaine Gavin, who is on the line to talk about the Chelsea Flower Show. Jermaine, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You're away in the UK at the moment. Will you be at Chelsea?
No, Chelsea opened, I think it opened yesterday, and I was certainly in central London around Sloane Square and witnessed all the crowds, wild with excitement, queuing up to go down to the riverbank and it's the show. No, I'm recording a garden makeover show for the BBC, so I'm today out in Croydon digging.
Digging in your wellies. Yes. Is it sunny? I hope it is.
Did you know, it's not, it's quite pleasant, but there's a smattering of rain. And hallelujah, we need that for the gardens just now. So I don't mind that at all.
Now, for those in Chelsea, they don't want rain because it's such a beautiful, colourful occasion. How did it all start?
So it's organised by the Royal Horticultural Society, and the show has been running where it runs now since 1913, although its roots stretch way back to 1862 when the RHS hosted their first great spring show in a park in Kensington. So it's been going since that time, but in the magical surroundings of the Royal Hospital since 1913.
Now, has it been going ever since, every year, year in, year out?
No, not ever since. There were some during the war for a couple of years it didn't happen. And during COVID, it was suspended 1 year, and the following year it took place in September rather than in May. So there's a few exceptions, but it has celebrated recently its maybe 107th or 108th birthday.
Now, talk to me about the Royal Horticultural Society. Who are they? And are they the sole purveyors of the Chelsea Garden Show or Flower Show?
Yes, they are. So they're the world's biggest horticultural society. They have limbs that extend right the way around the world. They look after gardens. They own a lot of gardens such as RHS Wisley in Surrey. And more recently, they've created RHS Bridgewater in Manchester. And the idea of them is to teach good gardening practice to everybody. So whether it's fruit and vegetables you like growing or ornamentals, they look after plants and they set very high standards for garden design, for gardens and for individual plants.
Now, it's called the Royal Horticultural Society because the Royals have been and still are fans.
Absolutely, and patrons. And it's one of the significant factors of the Chelsea Flower Show that each year on the Monday afternoon, the royal family will visit. Traditionally, that used to be started by the Queen, who arrived about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and would do a tour of all the gardens and go into the Great Marquee. And indeed, just the week after her historic visit to Ireland, where she appeared at the Garden of Remembrance, and I was exhibiting at Chelsea, and the RHS gave my little daughter the honour of presenting a bouquet to her to recognise the importance of the previous week's visit.
And you've sent me a picture of a very young Dermot Gavin actually talking to Her Late Majesty the Queen.
Well, it was great fun in that every year you got to see all this pomp and ceremony. And she, because I was kind of prominent in the industry, she would always be led to my garden. And there was one in particular, one amazing year where I did a garden with Sir Terence Conran, who had always been an idol. And she came and chatted to both of us.
What difference does a gold medal at Chelsea mean?
It makes careers in a way. Now, the medal awarding is always kind of controversial, and I suppose medals would have been awarded yesterday morning. People would have found out with the show gardens what they had achieved. You get bronze, silver gilt or gold, and then there's a best in show. And for some people, it can certainly make a career. It puts you on the map. However, there is a formula to winning gold medals. If you're a competent garden designer, it's not that difficult to do. Just give the judges what they want to see. Mm. I prefer the real innovation and real kind of soul, often found in the smaller gardens where people just do what they want to do and don't really care that much about the medals, but they are certainly very important for many people.
And tell me, Jeremy, are there fashions in Chelsea, you know, that one year everybody will be doing roses and another year everyone will
Absolutely.
Be doing lilies?
Absolutely. And they're kind of at this stage contrived fashions. So it started off, I suppose, in the 1930s when there was a fashion for rock gardens. And that lasted well into the 1970s. People were had been amazed at the fact that families from Yorkshire would come down with massive boulders. And on a sloping site by the banks of the Thames, they'd build these incredible displays that would just last a week. And the royal family were always particularly interested in these because you didn't expect to find an outcrop of the Matterhorn possibly in the middle of SW1. So that was a trend. There's other trends for plants, combinations of plants. You know, in recent years there's been purple salvias and orange potentillas, which have caused a big stir. And weeds has been the latest big thing. What we used to regard as weeds are been recognised for what they are as individual plants and really celebrated. Yeah.
Don't they say that a weed is just a plant in the wrong place?
A plant in the wrong place. That's it.
Jeremy, thank you very much for all of that, and enjoy your mucky work today in Croydon.
Thank you, Pat.
And thank you very much for joining us on the line. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Gardening on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Tier Lawn Country Life. Gardens are our second nature, with 15 garden centres nationwide.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.